News. I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Israeli attacks have killed dozens of Palestinians.
More than 90 Palestinians, including dozens from an extended family, have been killed in airstrikes on two homes, rescuers and hospital officials say Saturday, a day after the UN chief warned again that nowhere is safe in Gaza and that Israel's ongoing offensive is creating massive obstacles for aid distribution. The Israeli military announces troops arrested hundreds of alleged militants in Gaza over the past week and transferred more than 200 of them to Israel for further interrogation, providing rare details on a controversial policy of mass roundups of Palestinian men. The army says more than 700 people with alleged ties to militant groups have been so far sent to the lockups. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The State Department says some 300 U.S. citizens, green card holders, or close family members are trapped in Gaza by the fighting between Israel and Hamas militants. Relatives in the U.S. and other advocates are pleading for the Biden administration and Congress to help them flee. Also on SRNews.com, it could be a record-setting holiday travel season, according to AAA. In Chicago, holiday traveler Kendall Black says O'Hare Airport was less busy than expected.
It was really easy. We flew United and it was great. Super easy. We had a great flight. No issues so far.
More than 115 million Americans are expected to be on the move over the holidays, packing the nation's roads, airports, and other transportation hubs. Chinese state media say the strong earthquake that hit northwest China this week and killed at least 148 people has caused economic losses estimated to be worth tens of millions in the agricultural and fishing industries. And with Christmas right around the corner, you might want to check the list of what stores are open and closed twice. From retail to grocery chains, many companies across the U.S. shut their doors on Christmas Day. This is SRN News. Religious freedom advocates send a message to the Biden administration.
They want the State Department to put Nigeria on its list of countries of particular concern over the ongoing persecution of Christians. Two Muslim terror groups are active in Nigeria, and they have murdered thousands of Christians over the past decade and driven even more from their homes in the northern part of the country. The advocates say the Nigerian government isn't taking the problem seriously, and the U.S. needs to send a message. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist Church has had a five-year window to leave the denomination over disputes involving gay marriage and LGBT ordination. That window closes December 31st, but results are in. One quarter of all UMC congregations in the U.S. have received permission to leave. That's more than 5,000 this year and over 7,000 since 2019. This is SRN News. Germany's central bank says the country's economy is likely to shrink again slightly in the current fourth quarter.
Meanwhile, a survey showed business confidence in Europe's biggest economy retreating unexpectedly. Official figures show Germany's economy contracted by 0.1% in the third quarter after growing by the same amount in the previous three-month span. The International Monetary Fund says Germany is the only major economy expected to shrink this year.
That's correspondent Bob Agner reporting. The Bundesbank said in its monthly report the real gross domestic product in Germany is likely to decline again slightly in the fourth quarter of 2023. The liberal-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court has overturned Republican-drawn legislative maps and ordered that new ones be created. The court ruled 4-3 in favor of ordering new district boundary lines before the 2024 election. More details at SRNnews.com.